بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Strength in worship is a favor that Allah Almighty bestows upon whom He wills among His servants. Those strong in acts of obedience are able to bear what others cannot, performing righteous deeds that groups of people are unable to accomplish. They have a wide portfolio of good deeds, such that they accumulate many good deeds and reap great rewards. Such people invest fruitfully in their worldly lives. Strength in worship is evidence of strength in Iman. This is what Allah Almighty commanded all of His messengers, peace be upon them. He said, O messengers, eat from the good foods and work righteousness. Indeed, I of what you do am knowing. When Allah glorified and exalted is He, revealed the Torah to Musa. He commanded him to take its rulings with strength, that is, to act upon it, comply with its teachings, and to invite to it. Allah Almighty said, And we wrote for him on the tablets of all things, instruction and explanation for all things. Take them with determination. Similarly, Allah Almighty commanded Yahya, the son of Zechariah, peace be upon them both, to take the scripture with strength. He said, O Yahya, take the scripture with determination. Allah Almighty praised Dawood, peace be upon him, for his strength in worship. And remember, our servant Dawood, the possessor of strength, indeed he was one who repeatedly turned back to Allah. Qatada said, Dawood, peace be upon him, was given strength in worship and understanding in Islam. It has been mentioned to us that he, peace be upon him, used to stand in prayer for a third of the night and fast every other day. Dawood's strength in worship is affirmed in the authentic Sunnah, as in the hadith related by Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said to him, The most beloved prayer to Allah is the prayer of Dawood, peace be upon him. And the most beloved fasting to Allah is the fasting of Dawood. He used to sleep half the night, stand in prayer for a third of it, and sleep the sixth of it. He used to fast one day and break his fast the next. Allah Almighty commanded the believers to embrace Islam in its entirety, to act upon its rulings, comply with its commands, and avoid its prohibitions. This is the strength in religion, which necessitates strength in worship. Allah glorified and exalted as He said, O you who have believed, enter into Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of Shaytan. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. Allah commanded to hold firmly to all the bonds and ordainments of Islam, to act upon its commands and to leave all of its prohibitions as much as they can. And they should not be among those who take their desires as their God. If a prescribed matter aligns with their desire, they do it. And if it contradicts it, they abandon it. Rather, their desires should follow the faith. One should perform all the good deeds that they are capable of and intend and commit to performing deeds that they are unable to do, so that they are rewarded for their intention. Since entering into Islam in its entirety is only possible by going against the ways of the Shaytan, Allah Almighty said, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaytan, that is, through committing acts of disobedience to Allah Almighty. Indeed, he is to you a clear enemy. A clear enemy commands only evil and immorality and that which harms. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the role model for the Ummah in worship, and what has been narrated about him reflects his strength in it. His strength in prayer, fasting, remembrance, seeking forgiveness, and recitation of the Quran have been conveyed to us. Example of his strength in prayer include what was narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, who said, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to stand in prayer at night until his feet cracked. Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood in prayer until his feet swelled. He prayed with Hudhayfa once and recited in one unit of prayer the chapters of Al-Baqarah, Al-Nisa, and Ali Imran, as recorded in Sahih Muslim. There are numerous reports about his lengthy prayers. Examples of his strength in fasting include the hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. When he was asked about the Prophet ﷺ's fasting, he replied, he used to fast so much during a month that we thought that he would not abstain from fasting during any of it. And he would abstain from fasting during a month to the point that we thought he would not fast during any of it. An example of his strength in the remembrance of Allah include the hadith narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, who said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remember Allah at all times. An example of his strength in seeking forgiveness include the hadith narrated by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, we used to count that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say in one gathering 100 times, my Lord, forgive me and accept my repentance. Indeed, you are the accepting of repentance, the merciful. An example of his strength in reciting the Quran include the hadith narrated by Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, nothing would prevent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from reciting the Quran except being in a state of major ritual impurity. Therefore, the believer should emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in firmly adhering to the religion and exhibiting strength in worship, so that they may be among the successful. The righteous predecessors had many examples of strength in worship. Among these is the statement of Waqi' ibn Jarrah. He said that Al-Amash lived nearly 70 years without missing the first takbir of the congregational prayer. I accompanied him for close to 2 years, and I never saw him make up a single unit of prayer. Yahya ibn Ma'an and Yahya said that Yahya ibn Sa'd spent 20 years completing the entire Quran every day and night, and for 40 years he never missed being in the mosque at midday. Abu Ishaq al-Sabi'i said that the ability to perform lengthy prayers has left me, and I have become weak. Yet, when I pray, I do not recite while standing except Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran. Al-A'la ibn Salim al-Abdi narrated that Abu Ishaq became weak 2 years before his death. He could not stand up unless he was helped. When he was stood upright, he would recite 1,000 verses while standing. At that time, he was 91 years old. He used to advise the young to make the most of their worship, their strength in worship, saying, O youth, capitalize upon your youth and strength. Rarely did a night pass by me except that I recited 1,000 verses in it, and I would recite Surah Al-Baqarah in one rak'ah. How admirable were those people! Whoever is sincere with Allah Almighty and shows goodness within themselves, Allah strengthens them towards the good that they desire. Therefore, we must strive and worship. For strength and worship is among the qualities that Allah Almighty loves from His servants. So strive in your lives by performing deeds that you will find after your passing. Indeed, this worldly life is the place of deeds, trials, and passing away, while the hereafter is the abode of the recompense and permanence, Allah Almighty says. For them who have done good is the best reward and extra. No darkness will cover their faces nor humiliation. Those are companions of paradise, they will abide therein eternally. But they who have earned blame for evil deeds, the recompense of an evil deed is its equivalent, and humiliation will cover them. They will have from Allah no protector. It'll be as if their faces are covered with pieces of the night, so dark are they. Those are the companions of the fire, they will abide therein eternally. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us sincerity and strength in worship. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.